Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is guided by the mantra of developing the states to make India a developed nation. Inaugurates new building of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extend greetings to the people of 9 states on their formation day today. Stampede at Venkateshwara Swami Temple at Kashi Boga in Andhra Pradesh claims 9 lives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus is an integral part of India's Act East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. Lucknow named as UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy in recognition of its culinary heritage. And India records its best ever performance at the 2025 Asian Youth Games in Bahrain with 48 medals, surpassing previous tallies of 2009 and 2013. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the entire nation today is moving forward by preserving its heritage while pursuing development. He noted that the spirit is reflected in every decision and policy of the central government. The Prime Minister said that this vision of India can clearly be seen in the new building of Chhattisgarh Assembly, which mirrors the rich cultural heritage of the state.
छत्तीसगढ़ के नए विधानसभा में खड़े हैं यह भवन भी उसी नव स्वर का प्रतीक है जहां पुराने अनुभवों की ध्वनि है और नए सपनों की ऊर्जा भी है और इस ऊर्जा के साथ हम एक ऐसे भारत का निर्माण करना एक ऐसे छत्तीसगढ़ की नींव बनानी है जो विरासत से जुड़कर विकास के पथ पर आगे बढ़ सके.
During his one-day visit to Raipur, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahma Kumaris in Nava Raipur. The center is a modern hub for spiritual learning, peace and meditation. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the development of the nation is linked to the development of its states. He added that guided by this mantra, the government is committed to making India a developed nation. The Prime Minister stated that organizations like the Brahma Kumaris have a significant role in this endeavor.
Shanti Shikhar Academy for a peaceful world, main keh sakta hoon, aane wale samay mein samsthan vishw shanti ke saarthak prayason ka pramukh kendra hoga. Main aap sabhi ko aur desh videsh mein Brahma Kumaris parivar se jude sabhi logon ko is sarahaniya karya ke liye anek shubhkamnaen deta hoon.
Earlier, the Prime Minister visited the Shri Satya Sai Sanjeevani Hospital in Nava Raipur, where he interacted with nearly 2,500 children under the Dil Ki Baat program. These children suffering from congenital heart diseases have received free and successful treatment at the hospital. On this occasion, the Prime Minister presented the Gift of Life certificates to the children. During his visit to Raipur today, Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and visit the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh Memorial and the Tribal Freedom Fighters Museum in Nava Raipur. In addition, he will attend the Silver Jubilee celebrations to mark 25 years of the formation of Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended warm greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Puducherry on their formation day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that each of these regions has made remarkable contributions to the country's progress. Kerala celebrates its formation day today, marking the creation of the state on November the 1st in 1956 through the merger of Travancore, Cochin and Malabar regions. Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, in his greetings on Kerala Formation Day, called upon the people to contribute to the state's prosperity, deepen social harmony and enrich the Malayalam language. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Speaker A.N. Shamshir and others extended greetings on Kerala Formation Day. Mofma correspondent.
Various programs across the state are being organized as part of the celebrations. A special session of the State Legislative Assembly was held today. State government declared eradication of extreme poverty in Kerala. Other than this, inauguration of the Arts and Literature Workshop at Kottayam and inauguration of the International Book Festival at Ernakulam were the major events today. Many people, both men and women, preferred to wear Kerala traditional costume today. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Due to the rain and strong winds in most parts of Bihar, campaigning for the assembly elections has been badly affected today. The election rallies of star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan could not start at several places. Because of the bad weather, helicopters were unable to take off, making it difficult for the star campaigners to hop from one assembly constituency to another. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Jan Swaraj Party leader Prashant Kishore and several other prominent campaigners are conducting road shows in poll-bound constituencies. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader Amit Shah's election rally in Gopalganj could not begin on time. Mr. Shah is also scheduled to address public meetings in Samastipur and Vaisali districts. BJP President JP Nadda will address a rally in Muzaffarpur later in the day. Senior BJP leader and state BJP President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal said that the Mahagathbandhan leaders are trying to mislead people in their election meetings by making false promises on development. Leaders of Mahagathbandhan have accused the NDA of violating the model code of conduct by transferring 10,000 rupees in installments to the bank accounts of women beneficiaries under the Mukhya Mantri Rozgar Yojana. RJD leader Manoj Jha has written a letter to the Chief Election Commissioner demanding that the matter be taken seriously. Meanwhile, Congress spokesperson Supriya Srinath, referring to the death of a person in an incident of political violence in Mokama in Patna district, said that there is no place for violence in democratic elections and urged the election commission to take strict action in the matter. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will also address several election meetings today, while the Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address rallies in Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, Siwan, Saran and Vaisali. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is also scheduled to address an election rally in Begusarai in support of the Mahagathbandhan candidates. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Political parties in Bihar are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters as polling for the first phase is scheduled to be held on the 6th of this month. The NDA and the Mahagathbandhan leaders are levelling charges against each other and campaigning to get the support for their candidates. Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas President and Union Minister Chirag Paswan said there is a wave of the NDA everywhere and an NDA government will be formed in Bihar this time. He said the Mahagathbandhan is divided while the NDA is united.
Wherever we go, the trend clearly appears to be in the favor of the NDA. There is no doubt that this time a strong NDA government is going to be formed. The unity within the NDA and the division in the Mahagathbandhan will give us an additional edge that we had not anticipated earlier. We were initially expecting to win around 185 seats, but now it seems that on the several seats, we might get an easy victory because of the internal rift among our opponents.
On the other hand, CPI General Secretary D. Raja said that the Mahagathbandhan is getting a good response from the people of Bihar and they're determined to form the government.
People are giving their support to Mahagathbandhan. People are determined to change the government and have a new government headed by Mahagathbandhan, headed by Mr. Tejas.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Andhra Pradesh, 9 people were killed in a stampede at Sri Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Kashibuga in Srikakulam district today. The incident occurred during Ekadashi when a large crowd of devotees gathered for darshan. According to reports, a railing collapsed, causing people to fall, triggering a stampede. The deceased are said to be from nearby areas of Palasa and Kashibuga. The injured were shifted to nearby hospitals for treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pain at the stampede in Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Srikakulam, Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an excretia of 2 lakh rupees each from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of those who lost their lives and 50,000 rupees to those injured. He prayed for a speedy recovery of those injured. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stated that India views its defence cooperation with ASEAN and PLUS countries as a contribution to regional peace, stability and capacity building. Mr. Singh was speaking at the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting PLUS, ADMM PLUS, in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia. He emphasised that the ADMM PLUS is an integral part of India's ACT-East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. The Defence Minister also highlighted that India's Indo-Pacific security vision connects defence cooperation with economic development, technology sharing and human resource development.
India's approach has remained clear with an open, inclusive and rule-based Indo-Pacific. India's emphasis on the rule of law, particularly the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea and its advocacy for freedom of navigation and overflight are not directed against any country, but are meant to safeguard the collective interests of all regional stakeholders.
Lucknow has been added to the list of UNESCO Creative Cities for its rich and diverse culinary heritage. The city has been recognized in the category of gastronomy at the 43rd session of its General Conference in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. The designation places Lucknow among 70 gastronomy cities worldwide and makes it the second Indian city to win the title after Hyderabad. Tourism and Culture Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Jaiveer Singh, has welcomed the move. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Tamil Nadu.
The next generation GST reforms have given significant boost to the artisans, industries and exporters of Tamil Nadu. In the textile sector, the tax levied on the famous Tirupur knitwear, Kanchipuram silk and other GI-tagged handloom products has been reduced to 5%. Tax on handicrafts of the state, including Swami Malai bronze icons, brass, stone and wood crafts, has also been reduced to 5%. This is helping the handicrafts industry to gain competitiveness and provide employment opportunities. The reduced GST on Zari from 12% to 5% has made the state's popular Kanchipuram saris affordable. Meanwhile, GST on fish, seafood has been brought down to 5%, giving impetus to the state's huge marine fisherfolk population. This move is supporting small processors and exporters. Similarly, the coir industries of the state are benefiting from the new GST rates of 5% on the coir mats, ropes and geotextiles. The rationalization of GST is benefiting Tamil Nadu by easing costs for both households and industries. The reforms are strengthening rural livelihoods while boosting the state's position as an industrial hub. With Rishu Jaiswal, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India delivered its best ever performance at the 2025 Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain, winning 48 medals including 13 gold, 18 silver and 17 bronze, surpassing the previous tallies from 2009 and 2013. Among 222 Indian athletes, standout moments included the girls Kabaddi team winning India's first gold, Prithi Smita Bhoe setting a world youth record in weightlifting and a strong finish with 7 golds on the final day led by boxing and beach wrestling. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is guided by the mantra of developing the states to make India a developed nation. Inaugurates new building of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extend greetings to the people of 9 states on their formation day today. Stampede at Venkateshwara Swami Temple at Kashi Buga in Andhra Pradesh claims 9 lives. Prime Minister announces excretia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of those killed. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus is an integral part of India's ACT-East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. Lucknow named as UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy in recognition of its culinary heritage, and India records its best ever performance at the 2025 Asian Youth Games in Bahrain with 48 medals surpassing previous tallies of 2009 and 2013. And with that, we end the midday news.